was shingles unpainted, and there's a red house with a green trim. Mm. The shutters and the, you know, the trim, the sills, door sills, window sills, all green. It was dark, been that way ever since we could remember. And Virginia said, we're going to lighten up that house, we're going to paint it all white, shutters, so shingles and everything. We'd have to leave the shutters green. Oh, I said, paint it white? That's not in character, that style of house, that's what we're going to do it. And we did, I'm glad we did too. It looks bright and gay, although it looks sort of grim. Mm-hmm. My sister came down here for Nancy's wedding, 1954. We'd taken over the house a year before and remodeled it and added the dining room and so forth and repainted it. She was very sentimental, going back to the home place, cradle of the race. Everything had to be the same as when she left there. Well, she'd been visiting every winter or so. And she came and saw the house was white. I thought she was going to burst into tears. I said, Mary, how you like it? I see you've got it white. I said, yes, that's good. But she was, and it was, it's out of character, the style of character. But I see, I think the old McQuitter house. No, I was up there the other day, right back of that, and that's been painted white all over. On south side of Walton Way, that's a little north of John's Road, a little east of west of John's Road. And Jenny Vaudry's house, that's been painted the same color all over, it was up a store. And oh, Mrs. Buren's of Virginia lived on the southwest corner of John's Road and Millage Road. And that second story was shingles, but that's many years been painted the same color all over. So I don't think there any houses left with the stained, unpainted shingles, second floor. Maybe do an Englewood, New Jersey, I don't know. Well, that's where this house was.
Mm-hmm. What about upstairs for keeping your, in the bedrooms, for keeping your clothes and things? Are there?
But the closets.
You have built-in closets here?
Yeah, of course, used to be wardrobes, too. I remember my grandfather's house, there were very few closets. The wardrobes.
You recall them anything else?
Well, there's a chiffonier, of course, but that wasn't the same thing. Uh-huh. Another chest of drawers and a little cubby hole on one side. The chiffonier. Not many chiffoniers any longer. I haven't seen one in years. Uh-huh. Tall chest of drawers. Though I think, matter of fact, I think Nancy had one, used to be in father's dressing room, anyway. But the wardrobe seemed to be out. Mm-hmm. But the wardrobes used to be in there. I remember my grandmother had wardrobes. I remember when this house was built, we put in closets. And I think it was then sort of a new thing. Mm-hmm. Wardrobes, because those days are a huge room. But even the wardrobe wasn't very capacious. My God, those heavy clothes, 13 petticoats, because they've been hanging the wardrobes. Mm-hmm. They're hanging the drawers. And the old closets, we got plenty of closets now in every room.
What about above that?
Attic?
Yeah. Oh,
garret. Attic here? I think garret and attic are used interchangeably, aren't they?
Yeah. They're very often.
I think I generally say the attic, but also I think I say the garret. I think they're interchangeable.
Uh-huh. You mentioned the kitchen was moved to the kitchen in. Did you ever have like a little room off the... kitchen?
No. Now here, now again, my grandmother mentioned, she was describing a letter to her mother about the menage and everything, and how the servants would bring the meals in from the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And she expressed, I think I expressed some surprise, here the kitchen's always in a separate house. Mm-hmm. And it was over there in our house. Now, when I was young, the kitchen was a good 25 feet north of the house. Cabinet, very far, finally had a cover put over it.